Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
President Michael D. Higgins' comments about homework in recent days has led to a lot of debate on whether or not it should simply be banned outright to allow children concentrate on more creative things outside of the classroom. Let's hear some of what the President had to say.
I think for ourselves that really the time at home and the time in the school is an educational experience, and it should get finished in the school, and people should be able to use their time for other creative things. Well, I think that should as much as possible should happen in the school, and I think it's more relaxed than it used to be.
And that's what the President had to say about homework. But what about the benefits of homework, particularly when it comes to things like maths and spelling? Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line now by Dr. Jean Meegan, who is Vice President for the Education and Strategic Development at Merino Institute of Education in Dublin, and also Dr. Barbara Oakley, who's an educator and professor of engineering at Oakland University in California. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Barbara, I might come to yourself first, because I believe you are a firm believer in homework and the role that it can play in learning.
I am a firm believer. It's especially helpful when you're learning math. And of course, that's really important in today's more technologically oriented society. But I really don't think President Higgins said anything all that untoward. He's right. You don't want to put an exorbitant amount of time on homework. But a little bit, that can be very helpful, especially if it's wisely planned.
Yeah, and I suppose maybe we just want to make sure that we're all talking about the same thing here. So we're particularly talking in the context of primary school. I think as you get older, more and more people would agree that you do need that reinforcement and extra study time. And also we're talking about the maths and the spelling and you know, not the creative sort of homework that perhaps President Higgins is talking about. Like I said, Barbara, we had lots of texts in on this and people saying, you know, kids are coming home from school, they're exhausted, they're, you know, worn out, they've no interest in it, it turns into a row at home, and there's very little to recommend it.
Oh, well, gosh, if the children are very young, obviously you don't want to be swamping them with homework. But it's also, I think most parents realize there's a bit of a trade-off. No homework at all means that you're not giving the child an opportunity to start teaching themselves about controlling their time and doing a little bit of extra when they're not having an adult looking directly at them. And that can be a valuable thing. So I think it's, to my mind, it's nice to not throw the baby out with the bathwater, have a little bit of self-autonomy that you're teaching children, but also, of course, giving them that extra time to just play around and have fun.
Can we bring in Dr. Jean Meegan here, Vice President for Education and Strategic Development at Merino Institute of Education in Dublin. Jean, I wonder, is this part of a trend where a child now can't be wrong, a child can't be a loser in a race or a football match, and now a child can't be a grafter and can't know the value of hard work?
Well, you put a lot of things on there in that sentence. But homework really has generated enough research so a study can be found to support almost any position. But I don't think it's ideal to take an absolutist position on this. There's no doubt after a long day in school, something that includes the word work is not exactly what children want to hear. But it's interesting. I think it's good to look into the research from a local point of view. And my colleague, Dr. Joan Kiley, actually just recently completed a research study into parental involvement and engagement and partnership in children's learning in school. And I think it's very interesting that they came up with the finding that it's not a black and white issue and not one size fits all. But a particularly important finding is that one of the key functions of homework is identified to be involving parents in their children's learning. So whatever else we do, and that's something that you can be absolute about, there's no downside for parents being actually involved in their children's learning. So homework is meant to sort of reinforce the relationship between parents and children and get parents involved in their children's education.
Okay, so I think that's really interesting, right, Jean, because I think a lot of parents maybe, if they have time to be involved in their children's homework, if they're at home, when the children come home from school before they get too tired, you know, can actually see the benefit of that, because you see where your child is at, yeah. And as you say, you're getting involved and you're helping them, and you're sort of getting into their school life with them a little bit in a way that you wouldn't otherwise. But we had another text from a listener saying there definitely shouldn't be any homework in primary school. I have a sister in Australia and her kids never get homework there. What working parent wants to come home from work and have to start doing homework with small kids? It should be done in school. So does that idea that you're talking about there of getting children involved just ignore the fact that there in very many households are two working parents who are getting home at 6 o'clock when everybody, parents and children, are tired and nobody wants to get into it then?
And you know something, Sarah, you've hit the word there, having to do the homework, this idea of a task and doing the homework. My own area of interest is actually the teaching of struggling readers and teaching reading and literacy. And how stressful would it be for a parent and a child, what you just described there, if they came home and the homework was beyond the child's reading ability as a sign for homework? Think about the other side of the argument, and maybe this comes down to communication between home and school. If you had children benefiting greatly from repeated practice, something they actually already know how to read, and the children, it's an enjoyable event, homework. That is probably, I suppose, contributing that homework can enhance achievement by extending learning from beyond the school day, but not that the parent becomes the teacher.
Listen, to you educators, Jean and Barbara. Yeah. Let me bring Barbara back in here. It's an enjoyable experience, homework. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's frustrating, I can tell you, especially when they know how to do it, but they're messing around. And very often that texter is right. Parents who are tired, they just get frustrated. And what should be a pleasant experience, Barbara, isn't.
It isn't, but just kind of step back and look at it this way. What do you really want for children? Do you want them to have a good education when they mature, or do you want to be more comfortable in your home life? You know, I think there's, you know, there is a, like you can do both, but you have to, each one has to give a little bit. If you're really thinking long distance, long term about what your child is going to be capable of doing, you want to be able to help at least a little bit. Of course, you don't want to exceed what you can do, but at the same time, sometimes you can, when it comes to your child, you want to give as much as you possibly can. Mm.
You know, and I think all parents, you know, want to do the best for their children, Barbara, but I think there are a lot of parents who find their children coming home really just very tired from the day at school, and they're not getting an awful lot out of some of the stuff that they're doing. And you just wonder why. It just seems an unnecessary extra task.
And I think that goes back to schools. I mean, if you look at homeschooled children, they can actually really excel. And that's because they're using, well, homeschooled children can use that time wisely. And sometimes you're right, that's not happening in schools. So I think that this is also a call from the president to re-examine the time that is used in school to see what could perhaps be, sort of moved aside so that there is more time for children to actually be working autonomously and doing some of that extra practice and extra homework.
Okay. Just a final question to yourself, Jean, and on Barbara's point, is there more responsibility do you think that should be taken by schools to try and be more creative in terms of the type of homework and tasks that they're setting for children? Would that help, do you think?
I think it would help. And going back to President Higgins' argument that that we should engage in more creative pursuits, I think that schools have a part to play. And Dr. Kiley's research indicated that schools need to review homework policies to ensure that a whole school approach is applied. And that may look into, say, good homework practice for schools and things like how much time to assign, what content, what kind of methods. And one of my favourite things is to see children being so enthusiastic, say, in project-based learning in schools, and that's spilling back into the home, and homes enhancing it. Mm. And that's usually is a very positive effect. So you're right, I agree with you, Sarah, yes. There is a role for schools to review homework policies, and indeed to keep communication open with parents and to discuss with parents what homework should look like.
Okay, well, loads of parents getting in touch with us, and we'll get to some of those texts a little later in the programme, but thank you both very much for joining us. That's Dr. Jean Meegan and Dr. Barbara Oakley. 51551.